Sāmi niti nāmane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauradhani Sacharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Pachatya Desatarine Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Sadi Gaurava Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Sadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Dhava Panjadi Hari Kavidana Vallabha Hiri Vadadhari Jashodanandana Vajadana Randana Ramunati Ravonachari Dayavata Madhava Punjavihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Maha Karoti Rajam Pangulangai Deginin Yatkita Chamahan Vande Siguru Nitainam Paramanam Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hayom Tatsat.
Thank you, Maharaj. Reading from 5th Canto, Chapter 17, entitled The Descent of the River Ganges. Text number 3, which is a long prose verse, so I'll just read the verse and we'll move on to the translation and purports. Text number 3 text is Tatak Sapta Rishayas Tat Prabhavi Bhagya yam nanu tapasatyantiki siddhir etavati bhagavati sarvatmani vasudeve nuraparata bhakti jogo lavenaivo pekshitanyartatma gatayo muktim ivagatam mumukshava iva sabahu manam adyapi jhata jutar udvahanti. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The seven great sages, Marichi, Vashista, Atri, and so on, reside on planets beneath Dhruvaloka. Well aware of the influence of the water of the Ganges, to this day they keep Ganges water on the tufts of their hair on their heads. They have concluded that this is the ultimate wealth, the perfection of all austerities, and the best means of prosecuting transcendental life. Having obtained uninterrupted devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they neglect all other beneficial processes like religion, economic development, sense gratification, and even merging into the Supreme. Just as Jnanis think that merging into the existence of the Lord is the highest truth, these seven exalted personalities accept devotional service as the perfection of life. Purport. Transcendentalists are divided into two primary groups, the Nirvisheshavadis, or impersonalists, and the Bhaktas, or devotees. The impersonalists do not accept spiritual varieties of life. They want to merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord in His Brahman feature, the Brahma Jyoti. The devotees, however, desire to take part in the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord. In the upper planetary system, the topmost planet is Dhruvaloka, and beneath Dhruvaloka are the seven planets occupied by the great sages, beginning with Marichi, Vashishta, and Atri. All these sages regard devotional service as the highest perfection of life. Therefore, they all carry the holy water of the Ganges on their heads. This verse proves that for one who has achieved the platform of pure devotional service, nothing else is important, even so-called liberation, Kaivalya. Srila Sridhar Swami states that only by achieving pure devotional service of the Lord can one give up all other engagements as insignificant. Prabodhananda Saraswati confirms his statement as follows. Kaivalyam narakayeta chidasha purakasha pushpayate durdhantendiya kala sarpa patali putkara dangstrayate Vishwam Purna Sukhayate Vidhi Mahendradish Cha Kitayate Yat Karunya Kataksha Vaibhavatam Tam Gauram Evas Tumaha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has perfectly enunciated and broadcast the process of Bhakti Yoga. Consequently, for one who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the highest perfection of the Mayavadis, Kaivalya, or becoming one with the Supreme, is considered hellish, to say nothing of the Karmis' aspiration to be promoted to the heavenly planets. Devotees consider such goals to be worthless phantasmagoria. There are also yogis who try to control their senses, but they can never succeed without coming to the stage of devotional service. The senses are compared to poisonous snakes, but the senses of a bhakta engaged in the service of the Lord are like snakes with their poisonous fangs removed. The yogi tries to suppress his senses, but even great mystics like Vishwamitra fail in the attempt. Vishwamitra was conquered by his senses when he was captivated by Menaka during his meditation. She later gave birth to Shakuntala. The wisest persons in the world, therefore, are the bhakti yogis, as Lord Krishna confirms in Bhagavad Gita 6:47, Yoginam api sarvesham madgatin tanatmana Shravan Bhajate Yomam Sama Yukta Tamo Mataha. Of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga, and is the highest of all. The verse again is the seven great sages, Marichi, Vashishtatri, and so on, reside on planets beneath Dhruvaloka, well aware of the influence of the water of the Ganges. To this day they keep Ganges water on the tufts of hair on their heads. They have concluded that this is the ultimate wealth, the perfection of all austerities, and the best means of prosecuting transcendental life. Having obtained uninterrupted devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they neglect all other beneficial processes like religion, economic development, sense gratification, and even merging into the Supreme. Just as jnanis think that merging into the existence of the Lord is the highest truth, these seven exalted personalities accept devotional service as the perfection of life.
Seven sages are next to which planet?
There's only three mentioned: Marichi, Vashishta, and Atri,
etc. But it doesn't say etc.
And so on.
Yeah, so. But they're next to what planet? Which planet are they next to?
Does not mention.
It doesn't say?
No.
They're next to.
They're beneath Dhruvaloka on seven planets.
They're what? Huh?
Yeah.
You need to look at. Dhruvaloka, okay. Yeah, seven planets, seven regions. Because we're trying to find the Saptarishi Tila in Mayapur, the seven hills where the seven rishis meditated in the Madhyam Dweep. But it's all flat land, you can't tell. I mean, they were there millions of years ago, so in that time the land became flat. Maybe like Google, we can check at the seven hills. But there's the Bhaktivinoda Thakur said in the Saptarishi Tila is in the Madhyam Dweep. So this is one of the Lupta Tirthas. This is one of the hidden tirthas. Atri Rishi, I think he's married to Anasuya. She's celebrated to be the most chaste of all women in the universe. So she was tested one time by the three consorts of Rama, Shiva, and Vishnu. So they asked their husbands to please go and test her. So they went in disguise as Ramanas. And then they asked her a boon. So she said, well, of course I'll give a boon to the Ramanas. So then they said, we want to see you naked. Now, if a woman appears naked before any man other than her husband, she will not be chaste. And she was celebrated as the most chaste woman. So how to do that? Well, then she got an idea. She changed all the three into little babies. So it's okay if the mother is naked before her baby. So they all became little babies. And she would, so they had a diorama in Chitrakoot of Anasuya, rocking the three babies of Shiva, Rama, and Vishnu. And finally, the three consorts, Lakshmi, and Savitri and Agori, Parvati, they came and said, okay, you win. Give us their garlands. So anyway, Vasishtha, he was with around Chandra, and so this verse confirms they are all bhakti yogis. There was a big fight between Vasishtha and Vishwamitra. So finally, Vishwamitra, he achieved the status of a Rama Rishi. So Vasishtha gave up and said, congratulations. Now you are a Rama Rishi. You have achieved. But don't think this is the highest. It's not the highest. I thought Rama Rishi was the highest. No, there's one thing higher. That is being a pure devotee of Krishna, of Vishnu. Because a pure devotee, Vishnu works through them. He can do anything. He can unlimited. So that we should always be very careful when we deal with pure devotees of Vishnu. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. This verse, Prabhupada, he mentions that there's the two transcendentalists, the Mayavadis, the Nirakaravadis, and the Sakaravadis, those who are worshippers, the ones who merge into the Absolute, and those who want to maintain the relationship with the Krishna. So Rav Chandra offered Hanuman, he offered a blessing that he could merge into him. Hanuman said, no, you are my master, I am your servant, I don't want anything to come in the way of this understanding of this relationship. So but then Rav Chandra said, you have to ask some blessing for me. Because one of the roles of the Supreme is to give Varada, to always give Vara, or the blessings. So, because he said, I have to give some blessing. So he said, Hanuman said, well, Honey, you're my dear master, and I'd like to one time, just like a son hugs his father, I like to hug you, because for me, you're the dearest. So, Ram Chandra, he let Hanuman hug him, and he hugged Hanuman. So, sometimes you can buy this picture of Hanuman and Ram hugging. So that comes from that Leela. So in the Navadev Prakaran, there's a place called Shankarpara. To this day, it's also called Shankarpara, I think. It's a village. And there, Shankaracharya, he came. So he was, this Lord Chaitanya appeared to him and said, please, don't spread your impersonalism here. This is my place for bhaktas. Go somewhere else. So, as a result, Shankaracharya, he didn't spread Mayavad in Navadvip Dham. Jai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So all the rishis, they're keeping the Gandhis on their head. Because the Ganges was Vishnu Padi, it's the wash of the Charitamrita of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu when he pierced the universe. At that time, some of the causal ocean water came in and washed his feet. So that's the Ganges. And then Shiva took on his hand. They said the seven rishis, they took the water on their hand. So when we go to the Ganges, he said, well, first we should put some water on our head, and then we should step in. We don't just walk in like we do the other swimming pool or something. We take the water and we put it on our head, and then we walk in. So Ganges is so sacred. I told one of pastime how even a sinful man, he was sprinkled by Ganges water and he got delivered. There once was some eagle was carrying a dead snake, and just the snake touched the Ganges, it was liberated. The Atma from the snake went back to Godhead. So, like this, the Sodhi pastime with the Ganges. How powerful is the Ganges water? One Brahmana was trying to chant his Gayatri in the Ganges, and he saw the water. Give up, up. Up, up, down, up. He wondered, what's going on here? Why? And he looked, and he saw this golden boy who was walking sometimes away from the Ganges, and the Ganges would rise up, try to touch his feet, and sometimes down, and the Ganges would go down. So then he saw he was a great devotee of the Ganges. He saw the personality of the Ganga Devi, leave the water and came out and bowed down to this golden boy. By now, maybe you can figure out who the golden boy is. Gauranga! 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 So she bowed down and offered her prayers. Well, he knew that Ganga was only a devotee of Vishnu, of Krishna. So he came out of the water. His whole life he wanted to see the Ganges Devi. But now he was seen, and she was bowing down to this golden boy. And then she went back in the water and she emerged with the water. So he also bowed down to that golden boy of Lord Gauranga, and he said, you must be the avatar of Vishnu. Who are you? Please reveal to me. So Lord Chaitanya revealed he was Krishna, and then he said, you can stay here in Navadeva, you can watch my pastimes, but if you tell anyone who I am before I leave, then I have no choice. I have to remove you. So, of course, he'd go back to Godhead, but he mumbled the word. Okay. I don't know who that devotee is, but this is one of the pastimes given in one of the Chaitanya literatures. So, I think he told after Lord Chaitanya left. So, this Ganges met with the ocean at a place called Samudragar. And there the ocean told the Ganges that you're blessed The Lord bathed in your waters. And she said, no, but he left me to go to the ocean side to die and pray. And there he bathed in your waters. But the ocean said, no, but he's eternally residing in the down. So he's eternally in your water. Jai Ganga Devi Ki. So, Lord Krishna, he gave the blessings to the Jamuna. And Lord Gauranga gave his blessings to the Ganges. So, these are the different leelas. In the Lord Chaitanya would go every day and take his bath in the Ganges. As a child, sometimes he would play jokes on the elders. Sometimes he'd mix the ladies' cloth with the men's cloth, and they come out and, oh, what's going on? One time they are all offering a, oh, that's not right. So he was sometimes a Brahman would be chanting the mantras as a Gayatri, and Lord Chaitanya as a child he came out and spit water on him. So the Brahman would say, what are you doing? And you just see that I'm trying to meditate on the Ganges and that I'm chanting the Gayatri. And he would say, I'm the father of the Ganges. I'm the father of the Ganga. Listen. How can you say such a thing? What a naughty child. That's Vishnu. But they didn't know that actually Lord Chaitanya was Vishnu. But as a child, he'd get away with telling people. And they didn't take it serious. So, like that, there are different pastimes. We went to the, up to the Hardwar Rishikesh, and we saw the place where Prabhupada stayed. Actually, some yogi, he invited us to his ashram. And we saw his ashram. He would do a Ganga Puja every night. He would offer arti. So he gave us also a lamp. We could offer arti. It was nice. They do arti in Hardwar, Rishikesh, also in Banaras. In Banaras, they do a very extended, elaborate arti. Offering incense and lamps and many different things. So they took us also in Banaras to a Ganga Puja. They offered so many items. They put in the hand, offer kumkum, kusha grass, dubragas, flowers, lamp, the whole elaborate of puja for the young. And then they had us a witness while they were chanting. And they offered the arti. Five brahmas. So I told our pujaris they should also do a Ganga puja. So I think they do it from the top of the samadhi in my book. But maybe I'll they should do on the when it's not the rainy season at the side of the Ganges. So the Ganga is very much worshipped at all the main places. We took the devotees once to what's that called? That's called a as something proud. It's all seen on the David Prague, I think. David Prague. It's the confluence of the Alakananda and the Bhagirathi. And the rivers are very fast and they unite there. And apparently that was where Ram Chandra, he came and he obeyed there to get rid of any sin for killing the Ravana, who was actually a Brahmana, but he became a Rakshasa. So we took these devotees in our safari to Jaila Prayag, and they obeyed there. We had that year a lot of guru coolies, about 60. So it was very dangerous because they're pretty wild. And the river was very fast. So if the one got swept away, high ball. You'll take them out somewhere. So I was there just overseeing that they, held onto the rope and died in. Some were pretty wild. So somehow they all came out. The Ganges is very beautiful there. We went downstream from Srila Puri by what do you call these? Rubber boats. I personally like the parts which are more quiet. You can see the Ganges, see the. But the kids, they like the rubbers, I think. They say it goes up to 5 intensity. So, and that stretch, there's up to 3. 1, 2, and 3. So feet get tossed around pretty violently. So, but the Ganges is very beautiful there, and then the pujas, very nice. So I told yesterday, Thursday evening, that you can bathe in the Ganges even here in Los Angeles within 8. Within 100,000 yojanas of the Ganges, anyone who chants loudly 3 times, Ganga, 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 he will get the benefit of bathing in the Ganges. Ganga! 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 So don't forget, when you take your bath in the morning, your shower, what do you say? Ganga! 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 But you'd be surprised how many people forget to chant Ganga. So, in Niagara, I'm very fortunate they also, ladies carry some brass containers of the Ganges water. So at the end of my bath, I pour one container over my head. It's freezing cold, usually. But anyway, that's directly Ganga. Otherwise, I don't know if I'm disturbing for us, but I chant in the morning, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga. I think he's over here chanting his job long. So, the Ganges is very sacred, and it flows through India. It starts in Golmukh, Gangotri and floats down and it goes to Mariupol. It divides into two at what's known as now today Faraka. The Padma goes into Bangladesh and the Bhagirathi goes past Mayapur into Bengal. So they used to have Mughal kings. They had some land which they put some copper or brass sheets which divided the river so that it would be properly divided. But the British took that. Somebody took it, I forget who, but I think the British. So the river now, it doesn't divide equally. So then India built one barrage, like a dam, but not exactly a dam. I don't know the technical difference, but there's a difference. So they put one barrage, which can let more or less water into the Padma. So they have some agreement with the Bangladesh to let some water through. But they want to keep the Calcutta port alive, so they take a certain share to Bengal. So now we get lots of water. Before, when Prabhupada was there in the winter, we got very less water. So the water you could see. Now, all year long, you cannot see. It's, as the Shastra said a few verses ago, it's pink colored. But when it slows down, the color settles. You could actually, at some point, you could see the water became clear. That is very rare for the Ganges. So there, one day, Prabhupada was walking down by the side of the Ganges. And that time, Manavisa, he was there. I don't know if anyone else here was there, but I remember Manavisa. So at that time, Prabhupada suddenly said, "Let's go for a dip." And he said, "Well, we didn't bring our bathing gear." "That's all right. There's no ladies here. So we can go on our coltans." We're all sannyasis and we wear coltan. So and then they put the Prabhupada's upper garment, his what do you call the vairabhas in the our children under the Swami used to call it as a yucky. That's not the official name. The official name is Uttaya. So they put that around Prabhupada and he went in. Prabhupada didn't know swimming, so he didn't go in very deep and he covered the holes of his head. The mouth, the nose, the eyes, the ears, with all the four fingers except for this. And then he dipped down. Manavisa started to slash Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, he didn't say anything, he just looked up real grave. And I said, Manavisa backed off, everybody backed off. They got to rest. So Prabhupada said if he could get a pathway to the Ganges, every day if he could bathe in the Ganges, his life would be longer. So we tried. By that time, the Ganges was like a mile away. So you're already trying to get a path all the way to the Ganges, but you're not able to. Now the Ganges has come right up within 100 meters or 200 yards of the road. So it is very easy now. I was thinking how we failed to bring the Ganges close. Prabhupada wanted to obey the other day. And now he could be there, but he's not with us now, at least physically. So every year we take the mercy of Prabhupada and he bathed in the Ganges, at least once and maybe twice a year. So on the day before Gaur Purnima, we usually bring the deity of Prabhupada. We bathe him. And everybody takes the water and carries on their head and brings it back for the bathing of the punch of the Lord Chaitanya Adi. So this is Ganges is very much a part of the life of the Mayapur Nivasis, and just like the Kalindi, the Jamuna is a part of the life of the Rajavasis. So, the Ganges river is a very sacred river. It says by chanting one's japa by the side of the Ganges, you get 100,000 times the run of it. So it's very good to chant. The Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he would so much devotion for the Ganga, he couldn't stand to see the people in the morning passing by the side of the Ganges. So he would go in the nighttime and see the Ganges. He considered the Ganges so sacred that he would just put the water on his head. He wouldn't enter into the Ganges. So when Lord Chaitanya appeared, everybody went to the Ganges for the lunar eclipse, and they all were chanting, Hare Krishna, Govinda, 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 Hare Rao, Hare Rao. So, and even the Muslims were imitating the Hindus. What are these Hindus? Look at how they're chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rao, Hare Rao, Govinda, Govinda. Ha, 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 ha. But somehow or another, everybody was chanting, and Lord Chaitanya, at that moment, he appeared. Gauranga! 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 So, the Ganges is very much a blessing. Srila Prabhupada, he said he would go in Calcutta when he lived on Harrison Road. He'd go every day to the Ganga and take his bath. So, Ganges was an important part of Srila Prabhupada's childhood and his life. So, we can all take the Ganges as also why you see in India they don't respect the Ganges so much. I mean the cities, they dump their sewage into the Ganges. So we took a test of Ganges water, and from all the cities upstream, there was the first day one E. coli or Salmonella virus, or I don't know if it's virus or bacteria, and 60,000 general bacteria. So it's quite. And then the next day he got the, and then it showed 30,000. Like the Salmonella E. coli was killed, and half the bacteria. And next day, 15,000. Every day it goes down half. Next day, 6,000. And finally, by 9 days, it was less than 100. So just keeping the Ganges, it would be self-purifying. But it took 9, 10 days. And with lower than 100, the World Health Organization considers to be potable water. Like every water has a few bacteria, but. So, we had a plan that we'd keep the water for like 10 days in different, move it in different pools, and then use that for the city water because the groundwater had arsenic and fluoride. It was not safe. But we, I don't know, this is still our plan, but I don't know if anyone else remembers it. But the Ganges was like some, this, in Rajasthan, one great king, he would carry a silver. He was once, he went to England, so he had all the drink and the Ganges water. So he carried big silver pots, like 6 feet high, filled with Ganges water. So this was, I forget the name of the king, but this was his system. So, but this actually, I mean, we scientifically tested the water, and it was a self-purifying. So the Ganges water, this is the only water that self-purifies. Other water, it gets worse. This ordinary water, the bacteria grow and grow and grow. But Ganges water, it decreases. We saw this practically with the laboratory. So, the Ganges is very sacred. But Prabhupada said if you take a glass of Ganges water and you pour some poison in it, obviously it's still going to be poison. But over a time, the Ganges would neutralize the poison water. It's just freshly poisonous. You drink it. I will. So, they kept bathing the Ganges. It has a self-purifying quality. Once our Calcutta president was going to export the Ganges water, but then America wanted it filtered. And once you filter the Ganges water, somehow it loses their quality of whatever is in it. You thought through the osmosis and all this kind of filters that America wanted, it no longer Ganges water. So, that's, I don't know if you get here Ganges water, but, so, the Ganges is really something special. We heard that because the Ganges is the original water of the causal ocean, so also the Ganges earth is like original earth. From water comes earth. So, when we are out of the Vayu, so from the afflow from water comes earth. So the Ganges mud, like devotees, is put over their body, is also purifying. And also they use it as a toothpaste. And somehow, Raghava found it. He knew how to make sundash from Ganges mud. Now, no one else knows the secret, how to make a sundash from mud. But he knew. And so he got a large share to eat, gained his much sweets. Now, I don't try to imitate, but if you imitate, I don't think you'll be successful. But he somehow knew how to do it. Jai Raghav Pandit ki. Jai Panihati Dhan ki. So that was one of the preparations in the Raghava's jolis, is the Yanji's Mutt sweet. So, like this, Prabhupada wanted to take the boats from Calcutta to Mayapur. I just got a message that on the 26th of March, the West Bengal Director of Tourism, in the presence of the Minister of Tourism, signed an agreement with Mayapur to send speedboats from Calcutta to Mayapur. And they would build three jetties in Mayapur and some other things. So finally, Prabhupada's desire is being fulfilled. Haridwar is Prabhupada's key. So all this is happening while I'm here in New York. I'm very happy that it's happening. And happy to be here in Andhra. Hi, Krishna. So, any question? Uh-huh.
Thank you, Maharaj.
A question or comment?
Question. You mentioned the glories of Ganga Devi and Jamuna Devi in your class, and then you touched upon one point, how presently in India, the two rivers may not be respected or appreciated, and sometimes it's used as a dumping ground for so many things. So my question is, what sort of reactions can you expect from offending Ganga Devi and Jamuna Devi?
Heavy. Somewhere along the line, the government made a Ganges, I forget the official name, but something like the Ganges Purity Committee, which is supposed to see that cities don't dump their sewage in the how effective government committees are in India, I don't know, but a little bit they're doing something. But I'm not sure that it's 100% effective. We heard also that even in America, some of the companies are dumped in the nighttime. They are dumped in the Mississippi River or the Lake Michigan. These things are going on. But as far as what reaction, the reaction doing it in the Mississippi or the Great Lakes is ruining the ecology. But the reaction of doing it in the Ganges is also spiritually to do apparat, because the Ganges is sacred. So, apart from ruining the ecology, their spiritual life will be affected. So, in this story I told, where one Ramana sprinkled over a Ramana was a politician. He was doing all kinds of bad things. So the young Buddhist came to take the politician, but the official Buddhist came because he had the Ganges water sprinkled on him. So the official Buddhist came, and they said, "Don't you know the glories of the Ganges? She's a great devotee of the Lord. She carries the dust of lotus feet of the Lord." So that Ramana, he got purified from all his sins, that a politician. But the Yamadutas, they didn't know, so there was a big fight between the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas. And, well, you know who was victorious? Poor Yamadutas were not victorious. They lost badly. So, what one gets as a reaction, I don't want to think. Certainly it's not good. So, official policy of the government is to protect the Ganges. What they're doing, I don't know. When we tested the water about 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I forget, a long time. At that time, obviously the Ganges is not polluted, except by the people that wrote it. I mean, the Ganges itself is pure, but these people would obviously, when we got it, it was showing 60,000 bacteria. I didn't test it now. That would show how much effective the government was at keeping the Ganges pure. But they are dumping affluent in the Ganges. We heard that in Navadvip they have now some sewage plant and that things are more pure. So maybe they did something. But apart from ruining the ecology, they're definitely the whoever's responsible would get some reaction, I spiritually. Hare Krishna.
So, Maharaj, we understand that the Ganges and Jamuna do take offense?
Who takes?
Do they take offense?
Why not?
We don't read any pastimes. Are there some pastimes where Ganga Devi, she becomes offended? Or Jamuna? I'm just curious.
No, that's how I hear the story. That the Yamadutas, they, in a sense, they offended the Ganges because they didn't accept the Ganges' purifying this sinful man. But the Vishnudutta said that the Ganges water is purifying. So therefore the Ganges purified him of all his sins. So because of that misunderstanding, the Yamadutas were attacked the Vishnudutas and they were punished. Now, they weren't. That's because they didn't believe in the sanctity of the Ganges, in the purifying power of the Ganges. and they acted on them. So, particularly, whether the Ganges takes offense or not, I'm sure that Krishna takes, offense. At least the people that made the decision and the people who are responsible, they would have to take some reaction, I think. And I tried to back up that in the Padma Purana, you see, 5,000 years ago our scriptures were written. At that time, I don't think they had cities dumping affluent. It says, if you pass stool by the side of the Ganges, that's very offensive. And it tells in the Padma Purana what kind of reaction they get. I don't remember right now, but it's not good. It's like going to hell and all that. So we don't read that part much. So in our boats, the boatmen would pass, and they just put a hole and go right into the Ganges. So we took the Ganga Safari. We would put buckets of sand in the hole, and they would pass in the sand to cover out. This was our. And then once a day, someone took the service to take the fortified sand and dump it in a hole some distance from the Ganges. So we try to respect the Ganges. I guess it's not possible on the ships. So, but in the ocean, but on the Ganges, we thought, well, we could do it. So we would park the Ganges by the side every morning, and we'd dump this sand and night salt into a hole, and then we would put fresh sand, and like that. We didn't have 40 pots from America, although there's some talked about it. But we had sand. And every time someone had passed, they'd done some dirt on top or sand on top. So we tried to not offend the Ganges. But to respect the Ganges, we do arti of the day, we bathe. Gaurachandra Das
Guru Maharaj, you were mentioning how easy it is to get the bathing of the Ganges by, saying Ganga three times. And we know the Brahmanas, they call the Ganga, in water with mantras to do pujas. And it describes in this chapter how the different demigods, they made this elaborate arrangement to bring the Ganga in these different airplanes to another planet. I was just wondering why they had to go through such an elaborate arrangement to bring the Ganges when there's so many ways they can call the Ganges.
You can call the Ganges within 100,000 yojanas. So the distance between one planet to the next is much further. So within the within this planet or nearby, you can call the Ganges, but otherwise, that's just the Ganges flows here. things of Bhakti Maharaj. Otherwise, if the Ganges didn't flow here, she dissolved in the heavenly planets. We wouldn't get her here. So that's much more than 100,000 yojanas. A yojana is 8 miles. So 800,000 miles, how far is it to Mars? No scientists here. Anyway, I think it's a long way, but so you can use it how far they can get the benefit of calling the Ganges. Maybe some subtle planets like Yakshaloka. A few. So, but to actually have the Ganges flowing in your place, that's a special mercy. So, the devas, they wanted the Ganges to flow. So, in the heavenly planets, she's known by one name. In earthly planets, she's known by another name. And she also flows the lower planets. So, wherever the Ganges is flowing, she's sacred. So, we have the good opportunity, but that's because the Ganges is flowing in India. So our planet is about 20,000 miles. So we get after 800,000 miles, you can call the Ganges. But obviously, if you could bring the Ganges here to Los Angeles, we'd like it, right? As offering to Rukmini Dwarkadish. So the Ramas, the altar, they call the seven holy rivers Om Ganga Jamuna Jaya, like that. So, because these holy rivers are sacred, and the Lord actually bathed with the holy river water. That doesn't mean that you don't want the Ganges to flow in your place. It's like Lord Chaitanya said, the breeze from the Ganges, it increases the devotion. So he was finding by the side of the Ganges, the kids would chant, Hare Lal, Hare Lal, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. As he went further from the Ganges, they are less likely to chant. So then he said, I want to travel to Vrindavan by the side of the Ganges. So he came back to the Ganga. He was tricked by Lord Nityananda to head south. In his ecstasy, he didn't realize until he saw Advaita in Shantipur. Then he wondered, what is Advaita doing in Vrindavan? And then he realized, I'm not in Vrindavan at all. I'm in Shantipur. That Nityananda, he tricked me. So, Advaita Goswami, his ashram was right next to the Ganges. Now the Ganges has shifted like 6 kilometers away. But that time, the Ganges was right at the doorstep of Advaita Acharya. That's why Maharaja Puri, he was walking by the side of the Ganges. He walked into the courtyard of Advaita Goswami, and Advaita saw him. So, Brahmins would live by the side of the Ganges, to bathe in the Ganges. Of course, we could chant Ganga, Ganga, Ganga 3 times in bathe. But to actually bathe in the Ganges, that's something very special. Everybody would like to do that. They're not like this. Also, how many of the Los Angeles people are chant Ganga Alexander healed that? You'll forget. But if the Ganges is right there, you can dig. You can take the water. Of course, it says people who live next to the Ganges, sometimes they appreciate less. As the people, they come from far away to date in the Ganges. They come from South India, they come from all over, from foreign countries. So they're very happy to date in the Ganges. But those who live nearby, they don't think, because they see all the time. It says, those who live next to the train station, they miss more trains. Because they think, oh, the train is right nearby, I'll get it any time. And so, as a result, they miss the train. Or some are far, or train is very far, so I should be there 1 hour ahead. So I leave at this time, so they don't tend to miss trains. But those of them nearby, they think, I can train any time, I'll just, last minute I'll catch it. And sure enough, they miss the train. So like that, there are many people in Mayapur and alongside the Ganges. They don't really take the Ganges so serious because they live next to the Ganges. Some do, some don't. We went to this one place, Jiyaganj, and there, there's a god called Dut God. There, when it was time for Narottam Das Thakur to leave his body, he just dissolved in the Ganges and turned into milk. So all his disciples saw, he disappeared, he dissolved before their eyes, he turned to milk. So they scooped up some of the milk, milky Ganges water with the pots. And that's what they put in Samadhi. Jai Narottam Thakur ki. Narottam Thakur ki. Dut Gat Samadhi ki. So if you have the Ganges, you'll be healthier. Because we have the Ganges on this planet, we can chant, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga. If they didn't have it, what do you think? Is it Dwarkadis? No. Krishna. So, what do you think? This planet is very, very much blessed because the Ganges is flowing. Thank you. We have here. I think it's after 8:05 is breakfast, so we can get our cookies. You can break your fast.
Thank you, Bruce.